Someone was kissing him. The smell of warm bread. Not now, Cyril. Go to sleep. And yet the lips, cold, cool lips of an Icen maiden. Put the gear stick under the glove compartment, but tender for all their lack of warmth. Needy. Excuse me, can you tell me when it's Christmas? And then the lips were gone, and there was only... Where am I? Robert asked. In hospital, answered a voice. Don't worry, you're safe. Robert opened his eyes and was disappointed not to see the angel, though the nurse above him was kindly. What happened? He asked. You've been a bit poorly. Are you in pain? Robert wasn't sure. No, I don't think so. I don't feel exactly right, though. He had a cannula in his arm and no heart monitor. The beeping was for someone else in the ward. Before he could ask any more questions, a raft of doctors swept upon him, the lead consultant beaming benevolence. Ah, you're awake. How are you feeling today? Before Robert could answer, the consultant was asking one of the juniors for details from Robert's chart and asking another what should have been done on his admittance. Robert asked, what's wrong with me? Oh, you've got wah-wah-wah-wah. I've got wah-wah-wah-wah-wah. Oh, that. Yes, it's a serious complaint, and there isn't much we can do about it. What causes wah-wah-wah-wah? Robert asked. Oh, we don't know. What can I do to stop it happening? We don't know. So what can I do next? We'll put you on a dose of wah-wah-wah-wah once in the morning and wah-wah-wah in the evening. After food, of course. Will that help? No idea. Can't do any harm. Anything else I could do? Do you smoke? No. Well, you could take up smoking. Smoking. Unofficially, of course. We're not allowed to recommend it. It's, generally speaking, not very good for you. Lungs, heart, blood pressure, cancer, not to mention the difficulties with personal odour. But it does seem to be beneficial to wah-wah-wah-wah sufferers. Right. And with that, the tribe of witch doctors was gone. Something must be wrong with him. Just a matter of what?